Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of the Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series produced by the Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Ancient Greek Civilization, Part 2. The lecturer is Dr. Jeremy McInerney. Professor McInerney received his Ph.D. from the University of California at Berkeley in 1992. Since 1992, he has been teaching Greek history at the University of Pennsylvania, where he is currently an associate professor in the Department of Classical Studies and serves as chair of the graduate group in the Art and Archaeology of the Mediterranean World. Professor McInerney also serves on the managing committee of the American School of Classical Studies at Athens. He has excavated in Israel, at Corinth, and on Crete. His research interests include topography, epigraphy, and historiography. He's published articles in numerous journals and participated in colloquia on ethnicity in the ancient world, hosted by the Center for Hellenic Studies in Washington. Lecture 13, The Persian Wars.
Hello and welcome back to this, the 13th lecture in our series on ancient Greek civilization. We've now reached the halfway mark in our course of lectures, and it may be a good time to stop and summarize a little of what we've done so far in the last lectures. We've been following Greek history from the Bronze Age down into the Iron Age through a series of periods, the geometric and now the archaic. And in our survey of Greek history and civilization, we've seen that between the Bronze Age and the Iron Age, there was a quite dramatic rupture and a new world evolving in the Greek world of the 10th century onwards, quite unlike the earlier cultures of Mycenae on the mainland and Crete down on the island of Crete. And it's, I think, true to say that in the period from about 1000 BC down to 500 BC, we see a kind of logical continuity to the development of Greek civilization and Greek history. We see a number of factors playing into this, the growing prosperity of the Greeks, the increase in trade, similarly a growth in the colonizing movement, and then at a broader level a pan-Hellenic feeling developing in the Greek world with the growth of Delphi and Olympia. We've also seen that in this Greek world between 1000 and 500, there were also increasing tensions as stasis or conflict within the various communities of the Greeks became quite common and widespread. The course of Greek history, however, and the steady development of Greek civilization that we've been charting for 500 years now will change abruptly at the end of the 6th century. And from 490 onwards, as we move into what we term the classical period, Greek culture, particularly the culture that we associate with the great city of Athens, will follow a new trajectory and a new course. So we've reached another moment in the history of the Greeks when there is a fairly major shift in the direction of Greek affairs. The reason for that, quite simply, is that at the end of the 6th century, the Greeks came into contact with the Persian Empire, an empire which, as we saw in an earlier lecture, had grown from the Iranian plateau both eastwards over towards what is modern-day Afghanistan and westwards as well, conquering the ancient area of Mesopotamia and then asserting its control all the way across Anatolia until it reached the Aegean Sea. The confrontation between the Persians and the Greeks, which would occur in 490 BC and then again in 480 and 479 BC, that confrontation was a culmination of the territorial expansion of the Persian Empire. We know about that confrontation almost exclusively from Greek sources, so that we tend to view these events with a Greek bias. It's probably the case that from the Persian point of view, these events were not quite as significant as they appear to the Greeks. Nevertheless, and here is the crucial point, from the point of view of the Greeks, these events created a new epoch. They changed the direction of Greek history. And so today, what I want to concentrate on then is the story of the Persian Wars, of the confrontation between Greece and Persia.